around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, well, I take you around this great big world.
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, we are back. Listen, folks, are you ever sitting around the house, maybe it's the office, driving in the car, and you find yourself wondering, how many weeks have Robert, Mary, and the RM World Travel Team been doing the NCF? I'm sure that's a regular topic of conversation around the country. Well, as we welcome all of you back for hour two of America's number one travel radio show, it is just past 11 a.m. It is Saturday, January 18th, 2025. And your quandary is over, as this is week 252 for our National Communal Forum. So holding for us right now on the show hotline are three of our now 600 weekly affiliates that air this program across the country. Mary, what areas of the country are we going to cover today?
Well, now that we've answered that quandary, so let's welcome David Howard, General Manager of our Washington, D.C. affiliates, AM 570 WRC, AM 1250, and FM 105.1 HD3 WRCW Radio. We have Roger Lundquist, General Manager with affiliate AM 1230, KJJC Radio in Salt Lake City, Utah, and Carrie Black, Market Manager and Show Host with our affiliate in Englewood and Venice, the Englewood and Venice, Florida area. That's AM 1530, FM 98.1 and FM 107.5 WENG Radio.
Well, we've got some nice coverage here today. Good morning, everyone. Thanks for being part of the program.
Morning, Bob. Glad to be here.
Well, great to have all of you here. So, yeah, listen, David, I'm going to start with you in Washington, D.C., where big happenings are occurring. President Trump returns to the White House on Monday. You know, although Monday, by the way, it's going to be expected to be a beautiful sunny day. It's going to be around 20 degrees. So just as I recall happened with Ronald Reagan in his second term of office, or the inauguration for his second term in office, a decision's been made to move the inauguration inside to the Capitol Rotunda. There are this big rally tomorrow night, David, there at the Capitol One Arena. There's an array of speakers and performers. Monday at noon, we've got the swearing-in ceremony, followed by the parade, then all the inaugural balls that everybody loves. And there'll even be a national prayer service on Tuesday at the Washington National Cathedral. So I want you to give a sense of the excitement and buzz that's building there in Washington, David, and any event that you're most looking forward to?
Wow, Bobby. No, thank you. Thank you. And congratulations on 252 weeks. That's amazing.
thank you.
Well, that's just this segment of the show.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, getting all the call letters right and the dial positions of all of our markets.
Thanks
That's
for that,
awesome.
Too.
There's a lot buzzing in D.C. It is cold and supposed to be snowy, too. So it'd be interesting to see how all the events get pulled off. I think the biggest thing has been the demand of people asking for tickets to go to the inauguration, to go to the balls. I've done the balls before. It is quite a moment in time to be able to see the new president and first lady walking in and the crowds going crazy. For me, I'm most grateful to be close, living by the National Cathedral. So I may stop by on Tuesday and just, you know, pray for the future of our country. And that's something that Salem Media, we are always holding near and dear, and just happy to be in a place where so much is going on, and hopefully everybody stays safe and secure.
Well, you are in the epicenter Amen. Now for the country, and certainly a lot of enthusiasm and excitement around the country as we gear up for Monday. So, David, thank you. We appreciate that very much.
All right, so let's head to Utah. Roger, you and your team may see us in the near future. We are working out details to bring our show to Utah, which we're very excited about, to nearby Park City for one of our big Let's Go America Tour events. So we will definitely let you know. But that should be hopefully in mid-2025, so more to come on that soon. But since we have you here with us, specific to Salt Lake City, what do you think is most underappreciated about the area? And I do want you to also fit in your special sleigh ride that I heard you had not too long ago in the mountains.
I think the thing that's most underappreciated about Salt Lake City is just the amazing variety of things that you find to do. If you like the arts, it's there. If you like professional sports, you'll find that. If you like the great outdoors, You'll find everything from the desert to the mountains and world-class skiing. And, of course, great food. That's one of the things that at our age, my wife and I enjoy the restaurants, the coffee shops, ice cream shops. It's just got a great variety of things for people who are looking to do. And then, of course, excellent air service, as Salt Lake City has an enormous airport, which makes it easy to get there from anywhere in the U.S.
And that sleigh ride?
Oh, that was so fun. Going up to Park City right before Christmas for our anniversary, my wife Janice and I went to an event which you could take a sleigh ride up to the top of one of the ski hills right after they closed. Then there was dinner and music at the lodge at the top of the mountain. And then a fabulous ride down the ski hill in the sleigh once again. And from that perspective, facing down into Park City, you got the tremendous display of Christmas lights. So that is something we're looking forward to doing again.
Yeah,
that was wonderful.
Roger, sounds beautiful.
Sign me up for that.
So, all right, so Roger, thank you for that. Carrie, well, so Rudy, last week we had him in Vietnam. This week he's in Thailand. So we've got so many moving parts with Mary and me in New York. You're down there in Florida. We've got Bobby in our network center in Dallas. You just heard Roger in Salt Lake and David in D.C. So, Rudy, from Thailand, what do you want to talk about the west coast of Florida and Carrie?
Well, I think I'm in the warmest place of everybody you mentioned. Carrie, hi. I know you've had all sorts of issues, or the southern U.S. has this weekend, and the western coasts of Florida has certainly endured a few, some hurricane damage the past few years. Is your region recovered? Are you all prepared for travelers heading back to looking for the warm sun?
Yeah, hi, Rudy, and hi, gang. Thank you so much for having us. Congratulations on the 252 weeks. Love your segment. We love being an affiliate. Our listeners love the show. Thank you. And yes, Rudy, we are recovering. We got hit back-to-back storms, Helene on September 26th, and then less than 2 weeks later with Milton. But we are recovering. Our seafood festivals are coming back. Everybody loves those seafood and music festivals. We had one last weekend in Sarasota. We've got one coming up in Inglewood. We've got another one coming up in Punta Gorda this weekend. So we are definitely coming back. It has been a rough couple of, last 6 months have been rough, but we are building back very strong. We're kind of used to it here. But last year was very rough, guys. I got to tell you.
Yeah, listen, we've spent a lot of time, Mary and I, and my in-laws used to live there in Venice and a lot in that area and just the whole part of the state. I mean, it's good that you're coming back, but certainly continue to need help on that. Real quick, David, I'm just going to come back to you. Is there one thing that you're hopeful that the Trump administration brings to Washington?
Oh, sure. Yeah, from the business standpoint, we hope it's great for our communities and the people who do business within D.C., and what he can do to, consumers taking away this inflation that has been, I think been the thing that's, hurt our business. So,
well, listen, starts Monday. It's an interesting period we're going to move into, and hopefully the next 4 years are very strong for this country. Thank you to all of you for being part of our show. We couldn't do it without you. Hope you have a great weekend. Folks, up next. Well, if you listen to the show regularly, you know my favorite way to fly. We're going to talk about it in 3 minutes as we head to Fort Worth, Texas. The G-Block is next.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
If your spine needs some extra TLC, then you need a Helix mattress from helixsleep.com/carry. Each Helix mattress is designed for specific sleep positions and comfort, and with 20 unique mattresses made for your personal preferences, you're going to find one that's right for you. Best part, Helix lets you try it out for 100 nights risk-free. Take the 2-minute Helix sleep quiz to get matched with the perfect mattress. Just head to helixsleep.com/carry to save 20% off your mattress order, or you can visit ouremeraldtravel.com under sponsors. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
Amid holiday prep and gifts arriving on doorsteps, keeping your home and family safe has never been more crucial. Why? Because FBI data shows that the holidays see a sharp rise in burglaries and theft. You need security from SimpliSafe at simplisafe.com/carry. You'll save 50% on a new SimpliSafe system. It's their biggest deal of the year. Just head to simplisafe.com/carry to save 50% on your new system with a select professional monitoring plan. Or visit rmworldtravel.com and look under sponsors. Remember, there's no safe like SimpliSafe. Well, you just saw it. The privileged get tax pardons while hardworking Americans do not. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled returns, do not wait for the IRS letter to act. Getting ahead of it is a smart move and never contact the IRS directly. Turn it over to Tax Network USA. They've got a strong relationship with the IRS with genius strategies to quickly settle your tax problems in your favor. It's free to speak with one of their strategists, so call 800-780-8888 or visit TNUSA.com/carry. That's TNUSA.com/carry or RMWorldTravel.com and look under sponsors.
A medical test can reveal your body's biological age, which can show if you're aging prematurely. Better nutrition has been shown to reverse one's bio age. The hope of living longer and healthier is why we take Field of Greens. Field of Greens is an organic superfood fruit and vegetable drink. It's backed by the Better Health Promise. At your next checkup, your doctor will notice your improved health or you're going to get your money back. Join us in Better Health with 15% off and free shipping. Just visit fieldofgreens.com and use promo code CARRY. Or as always, you can head to rmworldtravel.com and you'll find a link under sponsors.
RMWorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, as we shift gears from our National Communal Forum last segment for today's personal connection, we're going to take flight with Bell Helicopters, and this portion of the program is sponsored by Seabourn.
Make your 2025 travels as unique as ever with a trip of a lifetime that I promise you is going to absolutely bring you fun and adventure this year. Come travel with us this August in Alaska, and by acting now, you're going to lock in the best deal of the year. Seabourn's offering their Sale of the Year special. It's going to save you an extra 15% off. It's going to deliver up to a $1,000 shipboard credit plus a reduced deposit. This is the same deal, by the way, that many of our show fans received to join us last November when we did our big Let's Go America Tour Mediterranean cruise of 2024.
Yeah, so you can be a part of that. Listen, Alaska is such a great place to visit. This is going to be such an amazing trip. So if you've always wanted to go experience Alaska, come join us in August aboard Seabourn Quest. You can choose either the 14-day option that leaves from Vancouver, Canada on August 8th, 2025, or we've got the 7-day option leaving from Juneau, Alaska on August 15th. We're going to broadcast the show from the ship. Space is limited, and since there have already been bookings, that's moving right along. Go get all the information today. Book your travels on our website, rmworldtravel.com. Click on the link at the top of the homepage. You can't miss it. It says, join us, book here, 2025 Seabourn Alaskan Cruise, and secure your spot with us, all right? You're going to get that extra 15% off, the $1,000 shipboard credit, and a reduced deposit. And what we really have been saying, Seabourn, these are small luxury ships. They go to parts of Alaska, the big ships, they simply can't. So make your reservation today. It is going to be a very special trip. Come join us this August in Alaska.
All right. Regular listeners know that Robert's favorite way to fly is by helicopter. And for us, that's always meant Bell Helicopters. We think they're the best. There's a good chance you've flown on a Bell as a traveler if you've taken any kind of sightseeing flights somewhere in the world. Bell is based in Fort Worth, Texas, not too far from our network command center in Dallas, where you'll also find the impressive Bell Training Academy. Chad Sparks is their general manager. He joins us now for today's personal connection.
Chad, well, I know we had planned to do this in person when we were down there in Dallas back in late June. We'll do it at some point, I'm sure, when we're back. But welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Thanks so much. You know, you missed an opportunity. I'm looking forward to having you in the future, but I'm really excited to get the chance to talk to you today.
Well, as are we. So, listen, you know, the Bell Training Academy is there at Floyd Carson Airfield. It's some facility, you know, with the various runways, elevated landing platforms, full touchdown auto-rotation that helps ensure Bell helicopter pilots are really at the top of their field. I want you to share with folks listening to us right now around the country the importance of the location to Bell helicopter pilots and give us an idea of how many people have already trained at the facility from different countries worldwide.
Well, the Bell Training Academy here in Fort Worth is really the hub. Its entire purpose in life is to ensure that, you know, we make our customers, the pilots, the people who maintain Bell aircraft, the safest and most effective in the world. And, you know, the Floyd Carson Airfield is just, it's a piece of that. We've got some really great instructor pilots. We've got amazing academics. We've got great training devices and just really amazing, reliable aircraft. And all that we combine together to teach, you know, our customers how to just be safe with our aircraft. It's a great mission, and I love being a part of it.
Chad, Robert is really passionate about Bell Helicopters, has been for years. Our sons now also share the same enthusiasm with the Bell 407, really their main experience. A few others, but the 407 is typically the one, right, that takes, you know, people out on sightseeing tours around the world. Now, I've seen members of your team who were former Marines say that the Bell 407 GXI is the best helicopter to train our U.S. Navy. So for people listening who maybe don't understand what these machines can do and all that goes into the safety aspect, which you just briefly mentioned earlier, in terms of their design and all of that, just share some personal thoughts with our audience.
Yeah, I mean, what's really intrinsic and important at Bell is that we start and end our day thinking about safety and the reliability of our platforms. And the Training Academy is just one piece of it, but the 407 is a great aircraft in that mission because it is fundamentally a safe and reliable aircraft. And its ease of operation, the components we've incorporated in terms of the glass cockpit, and when I say that, it's all of the instrumentation and things that tell you about the operation and behavior of the aircraft are really easy to interpret and tell you how the aircraft's behaving, and that allows you as a pilot to focus outside the aircraft. And so when you're flying, whether you're flying a touring mission and trying to make sure that your customers are seeing all the great sights, or whether you're flying, an air medical mission and making sure that you're getting people as quickly as possible to the urgent care that they require. You know, that's part of the beauty of being a part of Bell and the missions and the customers we serve is that, every day we're, helping elevate people's lives, and we're really helping to save lives at the end of the day.
You know, as Mary said, listen, so 407, she's right, personal favorite. I did mention the 429. I think the grace, the comfort, just the feeling of flying in a helicopter. It's just hard to explain. I mean, it's my favorite way to fly, hands down. But I've been following the development and certification that's underway for the new Bell 525. It's going to be Bell's first fly-by-wire helicopter. It's, safety should be outstanding because there's triple redundancies built in. Any comments on what's coming with the new Bell 525, Chad, and the training that's going to occur involving it?
Well, the Bell 525 is really, just sort of the next generation of aircraft that we're creating. As I mentioned earlier with the 407 and other models that we have, like 505 and 429, they all have unique characteristics that are really valuable in each one of their mission sets. And so, the 525 is really positioned to take safety to an even higher level. When you talk about the level of triple redundancy in all of the aircraft subsystems, in the way that fly-by-wire allows you to manage the aircraft in all kinds of different conditions, really is a game changer in terms of the types of missions that it will fly in the future. And that's everything from oil and gas passenger transit to search and rescue missions to, VIP transport and beyond. We're really excited about what that aircraft's going to bring to the industry.
But following it closely.
Chad, I can clearly hear you love what you do. I'm curious, what's the typical length of time a pilot may train at the academy, and share with our listeners? I know every day is different, but just give a couple of examples of a typical day in pilot training.
Oh, sure. So most pilots that come to see us already know how to fly helicopters, but generally we teach them how to uniquely fly Bell helicopters. And so we typically spend about a week with them. That's a combination of time in academics, where we've got this really cool courseware that we use that's based on, gaming engine technology. And so it's this full 3D immersive experience so they can see and understand all of the aircraft systems, and we take that academic experience and then we transition into our high-fidelity flight simulators that allow us to, in a very safe way, practice failures on the aircraft, everything from, hydraulic failures to engine failures to electrical failures, because we want, if something ever happens in flight and a pilot's got to be able to manage the aircraft, we want that to just be muscle memory for them. It's automatic and it's easy.
Right.
And they can spend time focused on the things that are truly important as they're managing the aircraft. Mm-hmm. And the last phase of that is the flight operations phase. And so we'll take them out to fly an aircraft, and we'll transit right over to our practice field. And that's where we will practice many of these emergency maneuvers. And one of my absolute favorite that we do is what's called an auto rotation. When fundamentally, in a bad day event and you have an engine failure, the physics of a helicopter will actually allow you to fly it safely to the ground. And Bell aircraft in particular are uniquely designed around that ability. Mm. And so we actually practice that maneuver.
Something that I enjoy about those.
That's so interesting.
So, Chad, listen, you're in our personal connection segment of the show today. This is where we talk about the impact, that travel has to connect, to transform, the passion we have for it and more. So you've worked with Bell in various roles, both military and commercial operations. We can hear the enthusiasm right now.
Definitely.
But, talk to us about what you enjoy about your current role and what it means to you to be leading such an important aviation facility here in our country.
Well, I think what I love most about this role, it is the intersection of Bell's products and our customers. And so each and every day, I get to be close to our aircraft. But even more importantly, I get to be close to our customers, and I get to understand what each one of them uniquely do every day, because we get customers from more than 75 countries around the world and more than 3,000 customers through our doors every year. And they're flying all kinds of amazing missions. You know, helicopters can do so many amazing things, everything from logging industry to mosquito spraying to, you know, touring to police and fire rescue, and getting to talk and interact with each one of those customers is really inspiring for me to learn that what we do here is so important in helping them execute their missions.
Yeah, well, we hear that very loud and clear. Again, you know, folks, I'm sure as you travel, you know, especially when it comes to some of the tour operators and that out there, you will see the Bell 407. You can't mistake the Bell helicopters. They are very distinguishable. And it, for us, Chad, I'll tell you, on this show, we only fly Bell. We're passionate about the product. I'm glad we've been able to have you on here. I can't wait to come down and really go through the facility, and we're going to continue to follow the development of the 525. Excited for that as well. So really appreciate you being part of today's broadcast, and enjoy the weekend, okay?
I love it. Thanks for being a loyal Bell customer, and I look forward to hosting you here sometime soon.
Thank you, Chad. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye. You guys take care.
Yep.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, Mary. Well, we are going to head down to Dallas. Bobby, you'll be happy to hear that. And Mary, we will be enjoying some time.
It, you know what? I have to admit, it does sound like fun.
Well, you've enjoyed every time we've flown.
I have. In Iceland, we landed on a glacier with Bell.
Best way to travel. It's not even close. So, all right. We need to go to commercial break. So next, Rudy's going to rejoin the show for The Right Stuff. RJ's coming right behind him with The Open Road. Then it's Graceland. That's going to be our museum gallery. Stay with us, everyone.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
Here's a great deal waiting for all of our show fans who couldn't use a new pillow. The standard My Pillows retail for $49.98, but for a limited time, it's just $14.98. Queens are only $18.98, Kings $19.98. These My Pillows are made with patent adjustable fill that adjusts to your exact individual needs regardless of your sleep position. This helps keep your neck aligned as it holds its shape all night long so you sleep great. Go to MyPillow.com/carry to get this deal. All orders over $75 ship for free. You'll also find a direct link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. Great deal, great pillows, folks.
If your spine needs some extra TLC, then you need a Helix mattress from helixsleep.com/carry. Each Helix mattress is designed for specific sleep positions and comfort, and with 20 unique mattresses made for your personal preferences, you're going to find one that's right for you. Best part, Helix lets you try it out for 100 nights risk-free. Take the 2-minute Helix sleep quiz to get matched with the perfect mattress. Just head to helixsleep.com/carry to save 20% off your mattress order, or you can visit rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back. Okay, listen, the first 100 days of President Trump's new administration will shape the future of our nation in ways that have lasting impact. Will Washington deliver for us on the promises that matter most, like securing the border, restoring energy independence, and cutting wasteful spending? Well, our friends at AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, are holding our leaders accountable with the first 100 days tracker. This powerful new tool keeps you informed on the administration's progress. It tracks key priorities and empowers you to join the fight for a stronger America. They're also offering you an exclusive deal as a listener to this show. 47% off a 5-year membership. It's normally $6, but if you join now for just $32, you'll be joined for 5 years. As an AMAC member, you're not just staying informed, you're also unlocking valuable benefits like big discounts on travel, insurance, and retail, and you'll receive America's number one conservative magazine. Plus, you'll have a voice in Washington through AMAC Action, and you'll join a community that stands for important American values and a brighter future. No matter your age, this is your moment to get involved. Stay informed and stay engaged. Join AMAC today and help ensure promises are kept and America is restored the way we all want. So go to AMAC, A-M-A-C, AMAC.us/carry, and you'll be able to join at this special rate and access the first 100 days tracker. You'll also find the link, as always, at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors.
Well, few publications cover the world as well as the National Geographic does. And recently, online, it published a Best of the World list covering 25 places travelers should visit in 2025. The article was written by Karen Carmichael. She's a travel writer, editor, photographer, and expedition leader. And while we can't cover all 25 destinations, we asked Karen to join us to highlight a few that might surprise you. Karen, welcome back to the show. Let's start with Guatemala. State Department warnings have highlighted crime issues for that country for a while, though tourism seems to be thriving. Why should I go to Guatemala this year?
Hi, Rudy. Yeah, thank you so much for having me again. And yes, I mean, Guatemala is absolutely a hot spot in more ways than one. And, you know, the country is located in the Pacific Ring of Fire, and it has 37 volcanoes, and you can actually hike up some of those volcanoes.
Okay.
And just outside the colonial city of Antigua, you can actually trek to the summit of Acatenango volcano. And from there, you have a spectacular view of the Volcán de Fuego, which is constantly erupting with incredible lava displays.
Okay, I'll buy that one. Then there's that swanky train that just resumed service between Singapore and the country on its northern border, which is Malaysia. Tell us about that.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, so the Eastern and Oriental Express is a Belmont train, which is well known for their luxury train journeys. And this was a beloved train route that had to pause operations during the pandemic, but it relaunched in 2024 with all new luxury furnishings and some new itineraries. And I really love the Wild Malaysia trip, which starts in Singapore and then visits Taman Negara National Park in Malaysia, where you can learn about Malaysian tigers, which are critically endangered, and even take a wildlife photography class.
So you can get out en route and go into the park?
Yes, absolutely.
Nice. All right. Now, this is a place I've never heard of. Brașov, Romania. What is the attraction of that city?
Yeah, definitely. So Brașov is a medieval city. It was actually founded by the Teutonic Knights in 1211 AD. And it is one of the gateways to the Transylvania region, which, of course, is so magical in Romania. And from Brașov, yeah, it's easy to access the new Via Transilvanica, which is a recently completed walking trail that winds like all through Transylvania. It actually runs for 870 miles. But you can do different sections of it, visiting ancient forests, rustic villages, vineyards, and, of course, seeing the very dramatic Carpathian peaks.
All right. And this surprised me. This is a country that's suddenly all over the news. Greenland. Now, the only things I knew about that country is the most popular meal is seal soup, and it's very sparsely populated, and it's more icy than Iceland. Why is Greenland on your list?
Yeah, definitely. So Greenland, of course, is, as you know, very much locked largely in ice, mostly above the Arctic Circle. And historically, it's always been very challenging to get there. But they now have a new international airport in the capital, Nuuk, and there's also new flights to North America. So it's now much easier to get to the island, and you can do amazing adventures like spotting icebergs and this beautiful ice fjord, or also experiencing Inuit culture.
All right, I'll buy it real fast. Boise, Idaho. This is very eclectic. I hope our listeners are writing some of these down. Boise, Idaho. Now, I've been to Boise. It's nice. What's the appeal in your mind?
Yeah, definitely. So Boise, Idaho, honestly has a very surprising European side. It has a large population of Basque people, many of whom are descended from immigrants who came from the Basque region of Spain and France in the late 19th century. And every 5 years, the city hosts Jaialdi, which is a huge celebration of Basque culture. And the next festival will be in July this year. So there's going to be lots of live music, street parties, dancing, and even competitions and traditional sports like wood chopping and hay bale throwing.
I had no idea. No idea. You can find this piece and about 20 more places to visit in 2025, that is, by going to nationalgeographic.com. And Karen Carmichael, the writer of the piece, is that you can find her at Instagram at Karen Carmic, C-A-R-M-I-C, Karen with a K, Carmic. Karen, hey, thanks so much for joining us, and thanks for giving us some places to think about.
Of course. Thank you so much.
You're listening to RM World Travel. You can find more travel information by going to our website, rmworldtravel.com. But meanwhile, don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
The Connect with America's number one travel radio show as we cover everything and anything in the world of travel by following us at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.
Hey everyone, Robert here saying come travel in Alaska in August with Mary and me aboard the Seabourn Quest. Right now you can lock in the best deal of the year as Seabourn is offering their Sale of the Year special, and it's going to save you an extra 15% off the cruise price, deliver up to $1,000 shipboard credit, plus a reduced deposit. So if you've always wanted to experience Alaska, join us for what's going to be a truly amazing trip. This is such a great deal. You've got two options to choose from, either the full 14-day option that leaves from Vancouver, Canada on August 8th, or the 7-day option leaving from Juneau, Alaska on August 15th if you can't get away for the 2 weeks. Just like we did with show fans in the Mediterranean for 2024, space is limited, so go to our website, rmworldtravel.com today. Click on the link at the top of the homepage that says Join Us, Book Here, 2025 Seabourn Alaska Cruise. It's in blue. You can't miss it. And get your spot booked with us. This makes an excellent Christmas gift, folks. 15% off, $1,000 shipboard credit, and a reduced deposit. rmworldtravel.com. Book your travels today and get ready for a great trip, folks.
Hi, I'm Cesar Millan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their jaws are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/balance or text BALANCE to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Dr. Marty Pets.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code FAST, or text FAST to 511-511 and claim 40% off. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code FAST.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text FAST to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back, everyone. RJ Carey here again with this first Open Road segment of 2025. Thanks for sticking with us. For those of you who are like me and are automotive enthusiasts, it's time to start your engines, mark your calendars, and get ready to go because 2025 is going to be chock full of automotive goodness. But before we get rolling, this segment of the show is sponsored by the 24/7 burglar busting protection for your home or small business at simplysafe.com/carry. There's nothing more important than protecting who you love from harm. It could be from intruders, fire, carbon monoxide, floods, from broken or frozen water pipes, or many other things. And if you've been thinking about getting protected with a security system, you got to join the millions of Americans in our audience who trust SimpliSafe. This is a company we've been working with for 11 years, and they don't just react to break-ins, they help stop them before they begin. Their exclusive Active Guard outdoor protection uses AI-powered cameras backed by live monitoring agents to keep watch over your property 24/7. And when someone suspicious approaches your place, agents can see them and speak to them in real time and call the police in real time, all before they even have a chance
to get inside. There are no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, and monitoring plans start at around $1 a day. Plus, with a 60-day satisfaction guarantee, you can try it risk-free. So start the new year with greater peace of mind and save 50% off a new system with a professional monitoring plan and get your first month for free. Go to simplysafe.com/carry, or you can always find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. Well, with the calendar reset, that means we're at the crest of another exciting year in the automotive world. New releases, exciting unveilings, tens of thousands of miles yet to be driven, and you can be sure that we're going to be taking you to as many destinations and car events as time allows here on the open road. But I figured, what better way to preview 2025 than handpick a few of these highlights and set the expectations for the year? Well, as it turns out, events are already underway. In fact, next week I'll be heading down to Palm Beach for the 34th Cavallino Classic at the Breakers. It's an annual gathering of some of the best preserved or restored Ferraris in the world. This event has quickly become a must-attend for dyed-in-the-rough enthusiasts of the Maranello-based mark, to which, by the way, we've taken the show to in the past. But while it's still freezing up here in the Northeast, Midwest, all over, warm and sunny Florida, although we'll see about that. We really don't know what's going on right now. Will continue its head start in the season just 2 weeks later with the Miami Concours, which has a heavy emphasis on modern supercars and luxury sports cars. But just 2 weeks after that is the second annual Moda Miami. Now, you may recall I shared my experience last year on the show attending and presenting at the Amelia Island Concours, which is one of the big three of the prestigious judge car shows here in the U.S., the other two being Meadowbrook and, of course, Pebble Beach. Well, a few years ago, the operator that owns Amelia Island Concours purchased Broad Arrow. It's an auction company. And in doing so, they kicked out another big auction company, RM Sotheby's, from the Amelia Island Concours weekend, which was historically a big auction for them. So needless to say, the ownership at RM was displeased by this, and in a bout of spite, they created Moda Miami, which is a new Florida-based concours that takes place at the Biltmore in Miami. And to add to this wealthy guy squabble, the first edition of Moda took place the same weekend as Amelia, effectively slashing attendance in a brutal business jab. This year is different, as now they both take place a weekend apart, which is unfortunate for the big guys, but for you and me, that means twice the fun. Now, all the shows and concours are fun, but there's no replacement for racing. This year is going to be quite a good one in that department. I would watch out for the Indy 500 on May 25th this year. It's one of the longest running races in the world, and one that turns the state of Indiana upside down for a weekend. This year will be especially interesting, as the Indianapolis Motorsports Museum is going to auction off some of their most prized collection cars, one of which is an original Mercedes F1 car from the 50s. It's expected to sell for no less than 50 million euros. So if you get a chance to see it, you should do so. And speaking of F1, there are another three Formula One races pegged for the U.S. on the calendar. The soonest U.S. Grand Prix will be in Miami on May 4th. Tickets are the most expensive of the three for this one. It tends to be sort of a glitz and glamour showcase rather than pure racing. But that's Miami for you. After that is my favorite of the three, the Austin Grand Prix at COTA on October 19th. And the third and final race is in Las Vegas on November 22nd. And this could be an interesting one, as it's the third to last race of the season. So judging how last season went, we could expect a potential title fight for the championship to take place in Nevada. That will be interesting to watch. If F1 isn't your thing, well, NASCAR Truck Series is having a major shakeup this year on their schedule. I'm personally excited for their June 28th race at Lime Rock Park. That's our major racetrack here in the New England area, and Lime Rock is one of the oldest tracks in the U.S., but it's been absent of any NASCAR-related event for over two decades, which has been deafening, or perhaps the opposite. But I'm excited for Roaring V8s to return to this tiny circuit tucked in the foothills of Connecticut. It is an absolute destination racetrack. You got to put it on your calendar. And later in August, the Super Bowl of automotive events is due with Monterey Car Week. Yes, there is the legendary Pebble Beach, which I mentioned, to look forward to. But with each passing year in Monterey, the weekday events leading up to Pebble become more and more exciting. I'm not exaggerating when I say that billions of dollars worth of cars descend upon the small coastal town of Carmel in California for this 1 week out of the year. Record-setting auctions take place, expensive mishaps rear their ugly faces, and tens of thousands of enthusiasts spend over seven contiguous days in car paradise. It's a destination you simply must attend if you have even the smallest inkling of enthusiasm for cars. I cannot recommend it enough. This year, it runs August 8th to August 17th. So this year, it's proving to be an exciting one, with lots of major shifts coming up and exciting unveilings and weekends on the way. As always, I'll keep you updated on those. I'll share my experiences with you. But that's all for me today. Thank you for tuning in. I'm RJ Carey. This is RM World Travel. Drive on, America.
Join the travel duo and team by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Wow, has today's show been just jam-packed and wall-to-wall diverse travel talk? Well, as Mary and I take back our show mics for this final segment on today's January 18th broadcast, the Museum Gallery and Graceland are on tap, and we're sponsored by Field of Greens.
If you're like us, we certainly try to eat healthy most of the time, but we're also human, so yes, like most people, we can fall off the healthy eating wagon. I think it happens a lot in the wintertime. We know we should eat 5 servings of fruits and veggies a day. You know that as well, but it's not always happening. So coming off the holidays, I did fall off the healthy eating wagon, but here's what makes me okay with it. Even when you mess up your diet and nutrition by eating things we probably shouldn't be eating, Field of Greens can really help keep you on a healthy track.
Yeah, it absolutely can, because each fruit and vegetable, folks, it was medically chosen to support vital body functions like heart, liver, kidneys, metabolism, and your immune system. It comes with a better health promise that at your next physical or checkup, your doctor's going to notice your improved health, or you can just call them and let them know, and you're going to get your money back. As a show fan, we got you a nice discount for New Year's. It's 20% off. Go to fieldofgreens.com. Use code CARY, C-A-R-E-Y. You'll save 20%, or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
As Robert mentioned at the rejoin, today's museum gallery is taking us to Memphis, Tennessee, to the home of Graceland. Let's bring in Alicia Dean with Graceland and Elvis Presley Enterprises.
Well, we love Memphis. Nice to be connecting with you today, Alicia. Welcome.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Well, great having you with us this morning. So, you know, Mary and I were sorry that we couldn't be there for the January 8th celebrations of what would have been Elvis's 90th birthday. My mother is a big Elvis fan. I grew up with his music playing in our house, and we heard you had a great turnout a week ago for the celebratory weekend. So, you know, what would you say in terms of it? Big success?
Oh my gosh, it was a huge success. I mean, we knew going into Elvis's 90th birthday, we were going to have a lot of people, but I was personally overwhelmed by the amount of visitors that we had. You know, January's tough with the weather and people traveling, but that doesn't stop Elvis fans. They come in from all over the world, truly. On January 8th, we did a cake cutting ceremony and a proclamation from the mayors here in Memphis, and we had thousands of people standing out in the freezing cold on the north lawn of Graceland.
Diehard fans.
To sing Elvis' happy birthday. It's just wild.
So for anyone listening who couldn't make it, didn't make it, but maybe wants to plan a visit in 2025, you do have a new exhibit called 90 for 90. So how long is the exhibit going on this year? And why don't you share just a couple of fun highlights to entice people?
Yeah, so this new exhibit that we opened on January 8th, Elvis's 90th birthday, hence the name of the exhibit, 90 for 90, it's going to be open for a year. So you have all of 2025 to come out and visit. And really the premise behind this particular exhibit, it's something very different that we've never done before. And to put it in perspective, when you come here to Graceland, you will see that we have multiple exhibits. And they have kind of big overall encompassing themes, right? So we talk about Aloha from Hawaii. We talk about Elvis's 68 comeback special. This particular exhibit actually gets to focus down on 90 different stories about Elvis. And we were able to pull things out of the archives that you have most likely never heard of or never seen before. And I will say that we're so blessed and lucky to have such an expansive collection. We have 1.5 million artifacts in our collection. Not many people get to say that. And so we're able to tell so many different stories, and hence kind of the background of, again, the 90 for 90 exhibit.
Yeah, that's a big number, and I'm glad to hear that's going on throughout 2025. So Graceland, we're talking about, is, of course, the iconic home where Elvis lived for 20 years until his death in 1977. There's no question, just the house itself is a big draw for fans and visitors. So just talk a little bit about the overall Graceland experience beyond the exhibit, just the house itself.
You know, the amazing thing about Graceland is that you get to walk through the exact same front door that Elvis Presley did, the same door that he would have opened and welcomed you, the same door that he brought home baby Lisa Marie from the hospital, you know, and there's no plexiglass. You were walking directly into the home, directly into these rooms, and so it just has that really personal feel. I mean, it's someone's home, right? So I think that's what's so unique and special, that you get to walk in the same footsteps that Elvis Presley did.
And beautiful grounds. There's no question about that. I do want to go this direction with you. I remember visiting a few times in the past, and even though Elvis was, you know, mostly before my time, you can't help but be drawn to the story, the music, the history of Graceland. But I also thought it was interesting to see you also offer guided coach bus tours over to Tupelo, Mississippi, where Elvis was born. So share a little bit about that with us.
Yeah, absolutely. That is definitely something that we've added just in the, you know, more recent years. I mean, because, you know, Graceland's been open since 1982. And we decided that we wanted to offer people an experience to truly, you know, dive really deep into Elvis's entire life and career. And you really can't tell the story without talking about Tupelo, Mississippi, where he was born. So we do offer day trips through. We have an amazing excursion bus that takes people down to Tupelo. They get to tour the birthplace, and they get to see, you know, different spots that were important in Elvis's life in Tupelo, and then you come right back. So if you're spending a few days in Memphis, not only can you come to Graceland to eat great barbecue, but you can also head down to Tupelo, Mississippi, and enjoy the full-blown Elvis story.
Excellent barbecue, indeed. So I want to give the website, folks, very easy, Graceland.com, Graceland.com. You can get all the information, plan your visit there, or a return visit, whatever it may be. Alicia, thank you very much. Enjoy the weekend, okay?
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Take care.
All right. Well, there goes Alicia, and I'm sure that Austin Butler movie, Mary, also has helped bring a few
uptick,
more people there as well.
Definitely.
So. All right. And Rendezvous Barbecue, folks. Rendezvous Barbecue. I got to go because we got to wrap the show right now. So I'm going to say thank you very much for spending the past 120 minutes with us today. Until we are back with you live next Saturday, January 25th at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. That'll be the first weekend of the new Trump presidency as it begins on Monday. Special thanks to all of our guests who appeared on the show today with Mary and me and Rudy. Thanks to our show team, network affiliates, and our sponsors. And thanks to all of you out there who helped make what we do America's number one travel radio show. Wherever you may be headed this week, safe travels and enjoy.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.